So as a lot of you know, I recently did a customer interview from Henry Hong, who is a barber who makes 20K a month, actually almost 25K last month in the last 30 days, cutting in Melbourne, Australia. I think a lot of you are inspired by him. A lot of you look up to his results, whether you're in the US, whether you're in Australia, whether you're a young barber like himself in his early 20s. And there's one core aspect of that interview that I took away that I think every single one of you needs to start implementing in your life ASAP. That one thing is just simply this. Henry's relationship with fear is one of the healthiest things I've seen from a young barber, a young entrepreneur, and what every single successful entrepreneur, successful business owner has as a mental model. I asked him, how does he view fear? And how does he deal with it? Has he ever been fearful in creating content, in pushing his business? And I think the simple answer would be, or the easy answer would be, no, I don't fear anything. I'm fearless. Yet, Henry Hong said every step of the way, he feared every aspect of pushing his business forward. He feared raising his prices. He feared posting content. He even had fear coming in and being one of our private clients. But his relationship to fear, his relationship to how he views it, is instead of letting the emotional reaction we all feel when we come against fear, and we all know that feeling of uncertainty, that feeling of, I don't know if this is going to work out. Instead of him turning cheek and being like, no, this is not right, he actually goes towards fear. Everything he's felt in terms of fear and has that feeling, that emotion bringing up into himself, he identifies that and then logically thinks, this is exactly what I should do. I need to run towards fear. I need to go and attack and do the thing I fear. Because everything he ever wanted in his business, in his success, in his development, in his discipline, has come from going towards fear. Henry himself said he feared even speaking on camera. He feared about making consultations. So in his mind, he's like, I need to do this ASAP. It wasn't, I fear this, let me put this off and let me think about it. It was, I fear this. I know this fear is just an emotional response to something new I've never experienced. So of course, I'm going to have some uncertainty because I don't know what's going to happen. But that's the exact reason. That is the exact reason why he does it. Because he needs to understand, if he does this thing, what is the result? Because he understands if he turns away from fear, he's always going to get what he's always gotten. And I think as an entrepreneur, as developing businessmen, businesswomen, like all of you are, you need to understand this concept. You need to adopt this idea and belief that fear is not a bad thing. We all share that. I fear doing everything, right? I even had fears of even making the post I made today of a green screen. Oh, what if it doesn't work? Oh man, like what if I run late on the, what if all this stuff happens and like, oh, what if it doesn't look good? What if it, and I said, you know what? This morning, 5 a.m., I was like, I'm doing this. And I created it and I did the action. And it's something every single individual, even myself, internalize. When we fear something, it's not to scare us away. When we come up against fear, to not turn away. When we fear something, identify it correctly as, this is a new thing. This is a new experience. This is something I've never come in contact with. So of course, I'm going to feel a little hesitancy towards doing the action. And because I don't know the result, because I don't know what's going to come of this, I need to take action on it immediately so that I can find out truth. And that is one thing I think both Henry and I share, and all very successful entrepreneurs share, is that they are just at the core root of them, truth seekers. I need to understand what is truth. I feared myself paying 70K, it was like 68K if I paid in full, 70K for a mastermind event for 12 months. I'm like, that's a lot of fucking money. Of course anybody would, right? But I knew, because I feared it, because I've never done something like that before, that I need to do this so I know what is the outcome of it. Because once I know the outcome, two things happen. And this is so vital. First, it works out in your favor. And you just made a lot of advancement in your progression. You realized what truth was. You found out exactly what you needed to have come from that experience. And you pushed your business. You developed yourself forward. Or it doesn't work out. Something happens, but it's not a loss or a failure. It's a learning moment of, okay, cool. This thing happened. Did I do everything in my power to make sure this was a success? Yes or no? If yes, awesome. Then this might not be the thing for me. I can go off and use my mental energy to look for the next truth, to find the next advancement. If I did find any lessons there, and if I did feel like I did not do everything up to my potential, I think to myself, I can't move on from this until I give it my 100%. So it's always a win for me. And one thing I want you guys to take away is this: this next week, this next month, this next quarter, till the end of the year, till for the rest of your lives, understand that that fear is not to negate you away from doing the task at hand. That fear is a natural response we all feel internally for ourselves, and is okay to feel, but we have to think logically through this. I've never done this. I need to do this because I need to understand what comes from doing this. That way I learn. And that's how we grow. You do one thing, bam, you have all these different options of, did it work out? Did it not work out? If it didn't work out, did I do things correctly? Or if it didn't work out, did I not do things correctly? And you learn and build from that. And that's what taking calculated risks in your business are. Understanding the things you fear are on the other side of that fear is everything you want. So I challenge each and every single one of you today to identify what you're fearing in life right now, to identify what you're fearing in your business, and attack it head fucking on. Because I'm willing to bet, if you go through that and use that mental model to think through logically instead of emotionally, 30 days from now, 60 days from now, 12 months from now of doing that relentlessly every day, you are going to get so much more growth than you are having in your life, in your business, in your personal development than you are right now. So identify the fears identify everything you're fearing today. In fact, call out your fears in the comments. In the comments right now, I want each and every single one of you watching this video to identify and say out loud and write down what you fear, and then what you're going to do to attack and overcome that fear today. Because guess what? Speed wins in business. Speed wins in life. Okay? Like myself this morning, I feared that thing. I didn't tell myself, oh, maybe next week. And that was a thought that came, oh, maybe I can do it next week. Oh, I don't have enough time. No, do it. So take action on this immediately. Call out your fears. And when sometimes something incredible happens too, when you write things down, when you write it down of what you fear, you look at it and you're like, it's really not that bad. It's really not that fucking bad. So with that, boys and girls, attack the fucking day.